Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Lexi with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Tracy family from Goodna has been able to purchase a Kia Carnival to help with their daughter's mobility issues upon receiving generous grants from the charity Move for Bella. 2-year-old Ava Tracy was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy at 11 weeks old and struggles to walk without using a wheelchair for mobility. Mr. Tracy has struggled with the financial challenges of purchasing a suitable vehicle for Ava's wheelchair, especially with limited government support. The Tracy family are overwhelmed with generosity for the grants provided to them.
The first Turtle Symposium will be held on May 3rd and 4th on the Redcliffe Peninsula. The event aims to bring awareness to issues being faced by reptiles and the coastal ecosystem, such as climate change and light pollution. ESRIG spokesperson Colin Scooby has said the urgency to raise awareness about the ancient mariners has never been greater due to increased turtle nesting along the Gold Coast, Queensland coast.
In national news, the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says detainees at an immigration detention centre in Melbourne's north rioted because of frustration that a man was not receiving adequate healthcare. The ASRC has concerns about the individual's welfare as well as the detention centre's staff's treatment of other detainees. Australian Border Force says a fire started in the Broadmeadows facility early Thursday morning and caused significant damage.
Daylight savings is coming to an end as winter approaches. For those in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania and the ACT, daylight savings ends on April 6th. Clocks will be turned back by 1 hour to make use of the darker mornings and brighter evenings.
In international news, an American tourist has been arrested by Indian authorities after leaving an offering to an Indian tribe who has been untouched by the modern world. The man travelled 9 hours by boat to the island, landing briefly for 5 minutes to collect sand samples and to leave an offering of a can of Diet Coke. The Sentinelese people are protected by the Indian government to deter them from modern diseases and to preserve their way of life.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers and light winds expected throughout today. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky.